When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today's episode is Snap Pea 42.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
The snap peas are getting up towards middle age.
I know. They're fast getting to 45. Not like me. Took a long time.
No, it did take you a long time.
And here I am.
Here she is.
Got my new bras this morning, so these ladies are back up where they should
be. New bras, undies and glasses.
I know. I mean, it's really a new Mandy, 45. No new clothes.
Oh, no, but the children do.
Oh, yeah. They've got heaps.
So that's what matters.
Yeah.
So hello to any new listeners.
Yes, hello.
Thank you for listening to our little podcast.
Yeah.
This episode is where we listen to you.
We get to hear from the peas.
Yeah, so we're going to read a couple of emails, listen to a couple of speak pipes. And while we're talking about speak pipes, if you want to send them through for Gary, if you wrote Gary in the title, it would be awesome.
Yeah, then we'll send it straight to him.
Listen. Yeah. Yep. And Gary has a request for if you want to tell him why you are so incredibly proud of your bean shoot, pea shoot.
Yeah, he wants to do an episode on our pride.
On our pride. So he's like, you know, I'm not proud of Christopher because he flies a drone. I mean, he is. But I'm proud of who he is.
Yes,
so he just wants all the little moments about why you're proud of your children.
Yeah, so just send them through in a speak pipe and we'll send them on to him. We're going to do a speak pipe to him too.
We are. He doesn't hear from us enough.
No, that's right. So, okay, do you want? We'll read an email to start?
Let's read an email.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, dear Mandy and Kate. It's your outer rectum slash pee friend from Sweden here.
Hello.
I just wanted to say a big congratulations on the book. Oh, you did it, and it's brilliant.
Thank you.
We emailed about the joys, trickiness, and magnificence of writing from hectic kitchen table, and you did it.
Yes.
It's so well written, and your voice shines through. I bought the audiobook, and it was extra excellent to hear your insightfulness recorded. Also, I just wanted to let you know a lovely pee moment this week. My six-year-old son started primary school in Stockholm after summer, and he has had a lovely new teacher who, after a few weeks as his teacher, told her students that she has ADHD and explained what this meant for her. Our son told us over dinner that night it was beautiful to hear his clear and simple retelling of what his lovely teacher had shared. It felt like a real gift, a pea offering, a A pea gift? What's that called? That his teacher would share her story with her students in such an inclusive way.
Yes.
I hope this isn't an out of rectum comment or patronising. I was just so happy that his teacher chose to normalise her ADHD yes. and to share her pea story. Also, as an overseas rectum / pea friend, I've appreciated that throughout the year you've mentioned how tricky it must be for those of us living overseas who can't get home to see loved ones and vice versa. Not being able to get home has been a real struggle, but listening to your podcast has kept Melbourne in my heart in a different way. Also, shout out to my amazing cousin Mia, who is a pea, and she is a mum to a wonderful pea shoot. She got me onto your podcast in the early days, and she's just insanely capable, kind and generous. During lockdown, she not only managed all her family and intense work commitments, but also magicked together time to create a really thoughtful gift for my sister's 40th. Oh, what a mega pea.
Yes, a mega pea.
She's the best. So, Mia, if you happen to hear this, we love you.
Oh.
Thank you, Kate and Mandy, for all that you give to this community, and thanks for including out of rectum's wannabe pea friends like me.
Oh,
big hugs.
You are included.
Now for the important bit. P.S. In Stockholm today, it is a late autumn vibes with lots of golden leaves on the ground. Grey skies, a little windy, and 10 degrees. So, thank you.
Yes, thank you. We like to know the weather all around the world.
Yeah, what would Annalise do if we didn't have
it? Yeah, that's right.
She's sad.
She wouldn't listen.
No, she wouldn't listen. She's like, I'm not doing the show notes. You don't talk about the weather.
I've got a new app, actually, that I found someone talking about. Maybe it was on Mamma Mia or something. It's called Rain Parrot.
Oh.
And so it just tells you when rain is coming, like right away.
Oh, not like 70% chance rain.
No.
Yes, but is the rain coming in the northern
next
suburbs
10
when
minutes,
I live in the east?
Rain is coming. Oh. Yeah, it's so good.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm a fan of it. Molly, not a fan. She said it doesn't have everything on it, doesn't
she
have
likes
degrees.
The bomb.
Yeah, so she's sticking to the bomb. But me and Rain Parrot, I'm a fan of it.
My beautiful sister in law, Carly.
Yeah, look at that.
We have had some
rain.
Yeah, and
coming.
It's raining now.
Yeah.
We've had some wild weather. I think Sydney has, Melbourne. I don't even know what's going on anymore. But we had this terrible windstorm. And my sister-in-law's like, did you know that you can see the wind on the bomb? There's another little tag. You know, like
I've
you can
never
see
seen
the rain. I know. So I did.
Yeah, that wind. I felt like I was in America in a tornado.
It
warning.
Was unbelievable.
Yes.
I saw that a magnificent tweet. You really know you're in Melbourne when you look up and see a flock of trampolines flying across the bay.
I looked out my front window and we had a tarp in our front lawn. So I put it out because we've got a street Facebook page. Yeah. Anyone missing a tarp? We've got it. My neighbour was like, yeah, that's fine. Anyway, let's hear from the peas.
Hi, peas.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I did try and call this morning, but I think like everybody in Melbourne, I'm in Melbourne. We either have either no phone or no internet or no power.
The storms we were just talking about.
Crazy wild weather that we've been having. So first of all, there's the weather report.
Thank you.
Friday morning and, mad, crazy, windy, rainy weather this morning, although now it's kind of sunny but still super windy.
Yeah.
But yesterday was the day that I had – signed myself up for outdoor personal training, and this morning was the first session.
Perfect.
I haven't really done much of that kind of group PT stuff since before my pea shoots were born, so it's been a little while. And today I was rewarded with this weather.
Catastrophic cyclone.
That was a bit of fun. Anyway, I decided to treat myself because that's how it works in my head. You do exercise and you get to eat whatever you like.
Yes.
So I took myself out for breakfast and a coffee. And I sat by myself in a cafe, and it was very strange because I haven't sat in a cafe in what feels
remember.
Like
I know.
Well, forever in the lockdown capital of the world.
Yes.
And I didn't quite know how to do it.
I know.
And I was very awkward.
Yes.
The poor people running the cafe. I didn't know how to order things off a menu.
I know. It's so weird.
So I'm hoping that muscle kicks back in. But at the same time, it was kind of a bit tricky at the same time because it started out so quiet and I thought this is a really safe thing for me to do, seeing as I have vulnerable little people in my house. But then lots of people came in.
Yes.
And I sort of realised that while I loved going out so much, I'm not sure if I can love that again yet.
It's weird times. Yes.
And I'm sure there'll be lots of peas that are thinking that too, that while we've been desperate to go out, it just
it's scary.
Feels frightening. I had that feeling today. So not sure when I will go out again, but yeah. There were glimpses of loveliness about it. And yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, the rest of the day has been a bit of a schlamozzle. We were supposed to have a telehealth with VPRS, pediatric rehabilitation service. It has been rescheduled many times since July. Mm-hmm. And of course, today, long awaited appointment. My girls didn't go to occasional care, so we could go to this appointment. And it got, we had really poor internet connection, so we couldn't do the telehealth properly. Mm. The call kept dropping out. And they've just decided to bring us in face-to-face.
Good
idea.
Good.
Yeah. That was a bit annoying too.
I know. It's one more thing
anyway,
to get through.
Looking forward to, in some ways.
Yep.
Seeing them
having
in person.
Someone face-to-face.
Yeah, me too.
Properly check everybody out.
Yes. We've got a lot of legs and arms
some
to feel.
Decisions about Botox and splinting and all of these sorts of things. Anyway.
VPRS lady.
Peas, I hope you've had as peaceful a day as you can. And this long weekend, which is kind of some people love because it's less time working.
Mm.
I know some people it's tricky for, and I'm really
thinking
about how I'm going to manage and sustain myself through four
days. I know.
Over this Melbourne Cup weekend. Anyway, oh boy, I can hear Moana is coming to an end, which means that is my time finished.
You're welcome.
Yes, have a great, you can hear the screaming in the background. Have a great long weekend or as best as you can, peace. And thanks, Kate and Mandy, for the podcast once again.
Okay, thank you, bye. Kelly.
Thank you.
I went to the Yarra Glen Market, actually.
Oh, is it on?
Yeah, it was on Sunday morning, and it just was so weird because there was no masks.
Oh, it's so weird wearing a mask. So.
And Elise and my mum were there, and we just started walking through to the stalls, and then all of a sudden, like, there's no personal space. Everyone's looking at the at the candles.
Yeah, I just
from one stall, and then we're all like lining up for the potato.
There's
twisties.
No such thing as social distancing,
you know.
Just,
but it was like
cafes and the chemists.
What is going on? No masks.
I know.
And anyway, we stood in that line for the potato twisties. Everyone was so polite because we were just so happy to be there. It was actually beautiful weather.
Yes.
And my gosh, it was a weird feeling. I actually was. We were done. Let's get out of here.
I think it's really tiring as well.
Yes, it was tiring. Yeah. But I was like, let's do things.
Yes.
But then everyone was ready to go home.
Small amounts of things.
Yeah.
Hey, Mandy and Kate, it's Yasmin here. And
hello.
If I sound a bit weird, it's because it's the night after my third night shift in a row and my brain's all fucked.
Yasmin,
my body's confused. I just wanted to share my laugh and make a difference for the week, which has been all the boob talk. The nipples through windows, the trying to get bras, Mandy's excitement on the hangout to get bras, and then the disappointment of bras and things being closed, which sucks. And I hope by the time you guys are listening to this, Mandy has some new bras.
I'm supported.
The girls are up
this
there.
Been,
looking good.
This has been a huge joy for me, listening to all the bra talk. And I think I've accidentally flashed a friend once.
Oh, good.
I kind of want to purposely flash
it. Yes.
Just because it's going to make someone smile.
Yes.
So you've inspired me, Kate. And thanks. Bye.
Boob flushing.
Look, we'll have
here
to have
come.
A female-only show. So I don't think I'm ready to get the girls out for boys.
No.
Nah.
No. They wouldn't appreciate
no,
all
they
they've been through.
No, they don't appreciate it. No.
You know, whereas women would be like,
yeah, those boobs have fed
five
babies.
Children.
Yeah.
Right? So I appreciate however they look.
That's right.
I have a beautiful friend who had a double mastectomy and then a reconstruction. And she's just like, showed me. And I was just like, they look amazing.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a special women thing.
That is a special women thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay, I'm going to read this beautiful email. Ladies, I had to write straight away. I just finished your book and plan to revisit so many sections again and again.
Aww.
It resonated with me for so many reasons. I'm a NICU nurse turned feeding. I'm a NICU nurse turned feeding professional, and your chapter on food in particular, I applaud so loudly.
Oh, thank you.
I have already read parts. This makes me cry. I've already read parts of this chapter to families in my care, and they have cried with relief at your words. I'm a Chatterpea, a pea, And your words about advocacy made me feel so much less alone.
Good.
Not a single friend or family member of mine can understand my parliamentary submission to the 2020 inquiry into autism and what it meant for me to write. I know you will, and I'm sure you're very busy, which is great because the whole world needs more of you.
Aww.
But because you've shared so many stories with us, I'd like to share mine too.
So she sent us her submission which we are definitely going to read, and thank you for sending it.
Yes, yes.
And that just means so much to
me. Oh, it means so much to me.
Because that's what the book's for.
Yes, that's right.
And it's so great. Thank you.
Food, it's just such a massive part of parenting. I've said it every time. It's as big a deal as sleeping.
Oh, huge.
Dressing them and teaching them. It's huge and no one really explains that to you.
No, they don't.
Do they?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
And then we're still cooking.
7 different dinners.
Molly's like, I can't have food after food after food when I go back to school. I was like, no, you can't. I am not there this afternoon after her first day of school. So thank you, Amy, for taking that one. But I can imagine she's hungry.
Yeah.
But she packed her lunch up and it was wholesome.
They'll be tired.
She's going to be tired 3 days in a row.
Yep, my boys are tired.
Yeah, she was anxious.
Come on, in, out, in, out.
Yes.
Tough.
Yes, and she was the last to go back out of all my friends of anyone I've known. So that's a story for another day.
Yes.
But she's back today. Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. This is Kel. I'm a beautiful 13-year-old pea shoot. I'm also a peacher. Just been listening to your chapter on advocacy. It's certainly something I had to learn as a pea before I was even a peacher. So it's really struck a chord. I've been a peacher now for 3 years. And interestingly, during that time, I have found myself really gelling with the parents who are the ones that are advocating for their kids. And in quite a few of those circumstances, I've been told as these pea shoots come into my class, oh, you got to watch out for those parents of that kid. They're really difficult. They're really challenging. And fortunately, in every single case where I've been told that, I've been able to build some really nice, beautiful relationships with those peas. Because I can see that they're not difficult, they're not challenging. What they are doing is advocating for their pea shoot.
Yes.
And so I think your chapter just resonated with me as a parent and also as a teacher.
Thank you. That means so much.
Yes.
To encourage these peas to have those voices and to stand up for their little pea shoots and to come and tell me what it is that their pea shoots need. Because if I know, if they advocate and they tell me, I can make it happen.
Yes.
But without them being brave and doing that, I don't always know what I need to know to make everyone's life better.
Yeah.
So to all of you peas, keep advocating for those beautiful pea shoots.
Thank you.
And I will keep doing that on my end as well.
Yes, what
and
a beautiful
convincing
teacher,
my colleagues. That when those parents come and do that advocacy, they're not difficult.
No.
They're amazing.
The best.
They want what's best for their kids. You want what's best for their kids.
Yes.
And that's the best thing for everyone.
Yes.
Oh.
Keep doing what you're doing, Mandy and Kate. You're amazing. Bye. Oh,
thank you. That's a reframe, right?
I feel like we need a reframe
between everybody.
I know.
Right? That it's not, we're not those ball breakers. No. We're not those people that are seen to be the troublemakers. No, we have to stand up for our children. Oh. We have to speak up for when they can't.
Yes, that's right. And the other thing is that what I want to say is we're not tricky like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Courtney didn't get blah, blah, first prize in that. No, what we're saying is Courtney needs more reading recovery. Courtney needs someone to help her with her, put her shoes on. We're not breaking your balls. And we, you know what? You will never find a more loyal parent. I have said this many times. We love good teachers, like with a passion.
I'm so thankful.
Yes. And yeah, you just thank you. That was the most awesome speak
bite. And sometimes we need to tell you the backstory because it's so important.
Yes.
And people aren't handing that over once you get to grade 5 and grade 6. No one's saying, well, actually, this is a traumatized little kid that's been through surgeries upon casting upon, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Constant therapy.
You know, we do have to keep telling you that.
We do.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you may think, or some teachers may think, that those parents are tricky. But those parents are trying to do it in a way that doesn't sound tricky, but because it's our heart.
Oh, no, we can't help it. We cry. We snap. We don't mean to.
In the car when we're rehearsing it. Yeah, we don't say it like that.
And history determines how we feel about these meetings because we think, oh, well, in grade 2 that teacher just really never listens.
Yes, it really does.
So I'm scared to go in grade 3 and say this again.
And we know that it's been handed over as well. Yeah. Like tricky parents, annoying parents.
That's right. Yeah, we don't want to be seen like
that.
No,
I really
don't. Wouldn't you
want
to have me as your child's parent? She doesn't even read the reports. I'm not going to write it.
Halfway through the report. Are you reading this, guys?
Mostly we're wonderful people. Yeah, but we're bruised.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, there's a lot of bruising.
A little bit battered, a little bit scars.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I think it's awesome that you think those parents are awesome.
Yes.
Because as one of those parents, you're like, no, these parents are great.
Yes.
And I have heard from friends of mine who are teachers and they're like, I just wish the parents would care more.
Yes.
We are the care more
parents.
We are the care more parents. We really are.
So thanks for advocating for us.
Yes, thank you.
Because who on this fucking earth advocates for us?
Nobody.
Nobody.
So thank you.
So thank you.
And thank you for reading our book.
Yes, thank you.
It means a lot. It really, really does.
I have one little funny thing to play.
Yes.
Because I couldn't find it for the make or laugh, what made me laugh. This has got no relevance to anything, right?
No, it's fine.
One little funny thing.
Yeah.
I've been watching a TV show called The Leftovers.
Mm.
It's old, but it is one of the most extraordinary TV shows I've ever watched. And then I go and listen to the episode recaps from my favourite friends, Mary and Blake, who also do Outlander cast. Yep. Anyway. I'm listening along to this and I nearly die. So I'm going to play this for you, Kay.
Yep, I can't wait.
All right, let's have a listen to this. It just comes out of nowhere.
I'm not going to say it, but I will say I'm a podcaster and I do my research.
Isn't she Abraham's wife?
Yes.
See, who went to more church than you? This girl.
I went to Catholic school, okay?
Yeah, but I went to church 3, sometimes 4 days a week, and I thought everyone did.
She went to Bible camp.
Shine, Jesus, shine. I know every song on the wild. That's what I call worship.
It's either that, you knew it, or you read it in my Google Notes.
Anyway.
Fill this land with the Father's glory.
I reckon that was recorded in like 2015.
You know, like, Shine, Jesus, Shine makes me laugh every time.
I know.
I love it.
And I just thought, I've got to tell Kate about this.
Just the way she just sings it a little bit.
She's like my best friend that she doesn't know.
Well, she doesn't know, but she would be.
I know, she would be.
Yeah,
obviously. So I was just like, I've got to play that. Mary, oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Let's see what this is. We've got a sneaky last-minute edition from Gary Bean.
Gary.
So he might talk about...
Yes.
Yeah, so let's. He might be more articulate. Let's see.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
It's Gary Bean
Hello,
here.
Gary.
Just wanted to float an idea with all of the peas and beans for an upcoming episode or maybe multiple episodes of Beanies in the near future. Wouldn't it be great if we could focus at least one episode, and I'm sure we could do more, on the question of why I am so proud of my pea shoot
doing a better job
or my bean sprout. We have so many, I just hear so many stories, and I hear in the voices of the peas and the beans that I've spoken to such immense pride and joy in not just the accomplishments of our kids against all odds or up against, you know, unique challenges. Mm. Those are great too. I want to hear about those, you know. They are worth celebrating, and they don't have to be recognizable milestones, although they could be those too.
Mm.
So it could be an accomplishment, or it could be, I'm just so proud of the person that my bean shoot is becoming.
Yes.
I am so proud of my bean sprout because of who he is.
Yes.
So if we could get some speak pipes, just put the word bean into the name bar when you send the speak pipe in, and Kate will kindly forward it to me, and I'll collect a few of them together, or send me an email or something in the Hangout. Why I am so proud of my pea shoot, why I am so proud of my beanstalk,
Jack and the beanstalk.
Word, beanstalk, my bean sprout. And let's just celebrate and enjoy some of those things that do make us so proud.
Oh, I can't wait to send you
Have
them.
A great day.
Oh.
Bye for now.
Bye, Gary. The voice of calm.
Oh, I know.
You should poor Gary. He, we ring Gary and we check in, you know, how's he going? And Mandy and I had a joke first, and so when we rang him, we were just hysterically laughing. We didn't even say hello. So... You want to know what it's like working with us? Chaotic, I think, would be the word.
He just starts laughing as well.
We're all just laughing, and then we're like, oh, sorry, how are you going?
What has he stumbled into?
I don't know.
Oh, goodness. We love it. We love having him on the team.
We love it. Yes.
It's wonderful. And we had a lovely morning today with Jordan from Acast.
But, I think Jordan's also helping Gary.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, our Acast Jordan. So.
Yep.
It's all coming together, peas and beans, peas and peas.
We've got a few episodes left for the year.
We do.
And then we're just trying to work out what we're going to do to wrap up the year.
Yes.
We're going to
send us your Christmas speak pipes, because we will do a Christmas episode, and, of course, we'll do our sneaky Christmas Day episode.
Yeah, that's right.
So Jude's song will be back in it because it's so amazing. Do you want to fly down to Melbourne, Jude?
Yes.
Do you want to come to our live show, which is just going to be you and me and Mandy? And I'm sure it's worth
your
while.
Have an intimate gathering.
Intimate gathering, yes. Because it's in the pod bar, it has to be people I know.
Yeah, that's right. So, we're thinking about that. Then we'll have some time off.
Yes, we will. We'll have January off.
And then we'll come back probably February. Just
refreshed.
Refreshed and rested.
Tanned.
No.
Well, Size Mandy four. And I are getting some time away on the yacht on the Whitsundays.
I'll probably just be at home the whole of January.
Yep.
Oh,
listening
dear.
To the cricket.
Yeah.
But... So you can have a break from us, which I think will be quite nice for all of you. And then next year, Peas, we are hoping, I think we've already said this, but I can't remember, Brisbane, Canberra, Sydney live shows.
We're going to try and get to you.
Yeah. We do love you, Perth, and we've got lots of listeners, but you don't really want
you
the people
really
in.
Love us.
Not Mark McGowan's keeping us out, which is fine.
Yeah.
We respect that, but we're just not going to push our luck.
Yeah.
So we will come and see the rest of you. If you want to buy our book as a Christmas present,
just
write in the description somewhere that you want it wrapped as a present.
Yeah, and Kate will wrap it.
I'll wrap them all as presents, but.
Yeah, she wraps them in Christmas.
Yes, wrap them in Christmas.
It's birthday,
wrapping.
We've got birthday pee.
Yeah, we've got birthday pee, Christmas pee, and I'm just busting for a pee.
So anyway, thank you for this episode, and we'll see you Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way. Because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.